Finding quality, affordable childcare for young children can be a challenge anywhere in Alaska. It's especially difficult in rural Alaska's hub communities, where the cost of living is high and space is often hard to find. It becomes a factor in attracting professionals to jobs at regional health and other organizations. In the next installment of our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, from the producers of Kids These Days, Ann Hillman takes a look at how some communities are trying to meet the challenge.
At Ilisavik College in Barrow, President Pearl Bauer tries to concentrate on our interview, but she's a little distracted.
Do you want to go sit with Auntie Kayla?
Her 10-month-old daughter is crawling into the hallway. She had a babysitter problem this morning.
We don't have a daycare, a formalized daycare here, so that makes it very difficult because it's all personal caregivers.
Bauer is not alone. April Blevin struggled to find childcare when she first moved to Bethel, where there are currently no licensed childcare facilities for children under three.
And when I went to visit houses that had babysitters, you would see one childcare provider with maybe up to 12 children. And in my eyes, it just was not a safe environment or one that I would want my child in.
So a cousin came to live with her.
And then the following year, me and about four other parents went in and through a nanny service, hired a nanny, and she came up. We provided housing, and she kept our five children.
Later, Blevins did find home care she was happy with. Marcy Bish, child care program manager for the state, says the biggest hurdle for many providers getting licensed is background checks. Every person living in the home must pass them, not just the primary care provider.
So a lot of times there's barriers that come up as part of those checks that do not allow somebody or a family member to move forward with the licensing process.
And many people do home daycare for only a few years while their own children are young. Childcare centers struggle to be able to pay decent wages, staff turnover is high, and it can be hard to find a qualified person to be the facility administrator under licensing rules. The costs add up to more than most parents can pay. Those are statewide issues. Even in urban areas, the best childcare programs are subsidized by employers. That's how April Blevins is trying to meet the need in Bethel. She works for the Lower Kuskokwim School District and manages its Busy Bees childcare program for children ages 3 to 5. School district employees have preference for spots at the school, and the waiting list is long. LKSD is opening a second facility for children as young as 6 weeks and expects it to be full right away. The staff is employed by the district, so they have better benefits than the independent facility could offer, and they have donated space.
If it hadn't have been for the Bethel Alternative School offering us a space, it would have been difficult for us to expand.
Families in Barrow and other North Slope communities are grappling with two problems, a lack of childcare facilities and a loss of language. So staff at Ilisavik College created a combined solution, the Language Nest, an early childhood language immersion program. Teacher Tuukluk Diaz sings Row, Row, Row Your Boat in Inupiaq in a room that looks like a typical preschool, except every bit of the decoration, from the toy caribou to the dolls in the tent, reflect life on the North Slope.
The language, it's going to be put in their heart, instilled in their heart, in the beginning, and it's going to go along in when they become adults.
The Language Nest just opened and eventually will accept students ages 0 to 3. While at the school, the kids will only listen to and speak Inupiaq.
You just say simple things, simple commands that you usually do in a home, and that's what we're going to do.
That's teacher Martha Stackhouse. She says that by teaching the children Inupiaq with words that they would typically use at home, they will also teach parents the language. And kids will only be accepted to the program if their parents commit to being involved in the classroom at least 8 hours per month. Program Director Mary Sage says the Language Nest is part of Ilisavik's larger Inupiaq Early Learning Degree.
Under the business track, there'll be some courses that will help them establish their own Language Nest in their home, anywhere on the North Slope.
Future teachers can earn school credits by working in the current Language Nest, and the college will teach how to get state daycare licenses. The North Slope Borough is also working to address the need, with a child care task force looking at reopening a borough-run facility. Across the state, as new health care centers and school buildings are built, advocates are pushing to add to the plans to make space for the care and education of the very youngest Alaskans. With help from Jessica Cochran, I'm Ann Hillman.
For more about the Being Young in Rural Alaska series, visit our website, alaskapublic.org.